guys, welcome to another episode. Today, I'm talking about phones. Phones are very good because they're very, very hard to find, but not hard to find like playing hide and seek. That's impossible. It's hard to find the right amount of money you have, because if you have 100, it wouldn't cost a lot for a phone, because a phone is about 235, and it's very big, the number 235. That's why people that have phones paid more money, but tablets and computers have more, don't need more money, because they're just costing 100, but that's not very good, because if it costs less, it means it's not so good. If it costs more, it means it's very good. But it's not always like that, but it's like that for phones. And phones are very good at making service. Like, what service, you say? That service that is the service that you call. That's a calling service. You don't go to the calling service. You talk on the calling service, and it's very rich in the calling service on it, because that calling service is called a GPS. The GPS helps you to find your way, and that's the calling service that I made up, but the GPS on a phone is very good, because you could stick it on the car, and with sticky materials like sticky tabs. Sticky tabs is mostly found at Dorama, but when you stick it there, it will help you more and more, because GPS is help. And that's the calling service. But what service? The calling service that you call people on, not just a calling service for GPS. That's one that is just for a type. But the calling service I mean is a calling service for talking. Like, it's very good on a telephone, because you just get out the telephone, press it, and you got the calling service. But if you have a computer, you would have to go on the computer, like calling service, and then just call the guy and download it if you don't have it. But you don't always have to do that on a phone, because on a phone, those programs are already downloaded. And that's the cool thing about phones. And if you have a phone behind you, you can already do what you want on it. Play video games, watch TV, but usually people just use phones for going on Facebook, Instagram, Google. But that's not important, because usually people need to use phones that are for reading news and for calling important people and doing your homework on them. But usually phones are for having fun. That's why Apple is the richest phone maker. It's because its design is very nice and smooth. But my mom's phone for Apple was very not good, because it had a lot of broken stuff in it when it became very old. But if you have a smart Apple phone, that's very important, hard to buy, because it costs more than 100, it costs 209, and it's very good at its design, because the edges are smooth and soft, and there's even a very hard programmer in it. It powers the whole entire thing, and that telephone and Apple phone has most apps. But if you have a different type of phone, that type is usually used for people that do not always care about apps, and that's good thing. If you think it's a bad, it's not a bad thing, because if you have a bunch of apps, you would maybe have to do a bill for your apps, but it's called sometimes a phone bill. I prefer it a bill for your apps. It's like tablets, but not computers, because computers are made with their own program, and the Apple phone and the Android phone is easier for its program, because you make the program, and the program is very good because the program will help you to have a clean screen and will help you charge it faster, because that program that's in it is for charging very fast. And that's not all. If you have a tablet like mine, you could charge your tablet fast like a phone, but computer would take a long time, and it would take a very long time. That's why computers from Apple are very easy to have, but my dad has a computer, and it lasted for 100 years, I don't know, but it started the fan and made it all very old and rusty, but that's not like the broken computer. It just a little old, but he kept using it, and now it always gets heated up, but not burn like a fire. It just needs to cool down a bit. That's why you stop it. And that's the problem with a computer. But a phone, if it's burning, it doesn't take a long time to charge, and you don't have to cool it down, because it has its own fan that always works and always gets a break by charging, and the charging helps it to get all cleaned up. Can you believe that? And phones are mainly on the App Store and Google Play, because most tablets do not have App Store or Google Play. They have Amazon stores that's for getting games or installing games or buying games, but usually installing games. And there is also But the most thing about computers is for phones, it's always on them, App Store, Google Play, or Android, and Xbox. But if you have a computer, it's the same, but it's not the same with the engine, like not like a car engine, like the engine, its body inside, the like controls, and all the stuff in them. And that's why computers and phones and tablets do not always match, but we were talking about mostly phones. And let's say bye.